If you've driven west of the Mary Davis home lately, you may have noticed a solar farm taking shape. It's called Southside Community Solar, and starting on Tuesday, residents can learn more about it and what it might mean for their electric bill. So joining us this morning, we have Lon Dunn, community liaison for NextAmp, the company behind the project. And so we got this basically an open house going on tomorrow. Is that right?
It's an open house opportunity for folks to learn more about the project. If they are ready and gung-ho, they can feel free to bring their Ameren bill along with them, because we want to make sure that we subscribe them to an appropriate number of panels in the farm so that they can start saving on their electricity.
So you don't need to sign up. You can just come to the open house anytime.
Yes. Walk-ins are welcome. We do have an RSVP. There was a mailing that went out not too long ago. People may have noticed it from NextAmp, inviting them to the open house, and also giving them the opportunity, if they wanted to just jump right in without coming to the open house, there is a QR code on the back for them to get more information and to sign up.
For people who aren't familiar with community solar, can you kind of talk about what that is?
Sure. Community solar is different because, well, one, it's actually was passed as legislation, in Illinois, to create this opportunity, because community solar is, rather than having the fields of panels, which we see springing up everywhere, where they're generating power and shipping it off to larger communities, out to the cities, what's happening with community solar is you'll notice there aren't the huge power lines outbound from it, because it's going right into our community, right into to service. Community solar is open to both homeowners and renters. And, it creates an opportunity, because people don't necessarily want to take that risk of having the panels on their property, on their homes. We're in the Midwest. We know what storms look like here. So do you really want to roll those dice? So it does. It creates an opportunity that's open to, like I said, renters, homeowners, small businesses, to have some real savings on their electric bill.
So if somebody subscribes, walk us through, what happens? Will they still get an Ameren bill?
Yes, they will still get an Ameren bill. What we do is we analyze their Ameren bill for their usage. So, if you ever look at your Ameren bill, you have that 12-month look back to see what your consumption looks like. We then size your subscription to the solar farm to the appropriate number of panels. Basically, you can look out in that field and go, oh, well, a few of those panels are mine, but
you go tag them.
So, but then the way the credit system works is you get credits for the solar that's generated off of your panels, on your Ameren bill. And then you do get a separate invoice, because Ameren doesn't do consolidated billing. So you get a separate bill then for the power that's been generated, but from NextAmp. But what the difference is especially if you live south of Main Street in Galesburg, you get a 50% discount off of whatever the Ameren generation rate is. So if the Ameren generation rate is, X cents, say 10 cents per kilowatt hour, when your NextAmp credits are 5 cents per kilowatt hour. So it's creating real savings, meaningful relief for folks, especially south side. If you're north side of Galesburg, you still get a discount. It's 20%. But, but like I said, this can be some meaningful savings for south side.
Talking to Lon Dunn, community liaison for NextAmp, with the project out by the Mary Davis home. So this is completely voluntary. There's no automatic enrollment, right?
There's no automatic enrollment. You volunteer, voluntarily sign up. The other thing is, if you decide that it's not for you, there isn't a cancellation fee. So, you're not locked into some long-term contract, so that was one of the...
If somebody is like, you're moving out on your own for the first time, and maybe you've never had an Ameren bill before, would they be able to kind of guess where you'd be at? You're a single person. You're not going to have a big bill anyway, but do they still look at your previous 12 months?
They might see if they can just, they may, I believe, have kind of profiles based on square footage. And, if you have electric heat, that's going to be a key component. If you have central air versus window units, that would be another how many extra amenities
or maybe look at the property
have.
They know that property and stuff.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's how they would structure your subscription.
Any idea what kind of savings we're talking about for a typical Galesburg household?
So right now, I think they're looking at about $45 to $50 a month in savings. What will happen though is you're going to look at annual savings especially if you have electric heat in your home. In the summertime, of course, the solar field is going to generate more electricity. You're buying those credits, having that credited off of your Ameren bill. But some of those are going to end up rolling to your winter bills because you're going to end up, like I said, the solar farm is going to be most productive in the summer and less productive in the winter when we have cloudy days,
right.
Less sun, whatnot. So looking, but it does average out to, I believe, $45 to $50 a month in savings. So
that's substantial.
Did I read this right? Do income eligible residents qualify for a greater savings?
So that was where we targeted, the south side of Galesburg. Also, if you're on any sort of assistance, so if you are receiving SNAP benefits or other benefits, then yes, you do, regardless of where you live, qualify for greater savings.
Are there any upfront costs or contracts?
No, there's no contract, no upfront costs. They don't do a credit check. You're still getting, you're remaining with your current utility. That was one of the things that was really important for me, was for folks who receive LIHEAP. I wanted to make sure this didn't disturb anybody's LIHEAP benefits. Actually, what it does is it will help them, folks who do receive LIHEAP, for their benefits to go further because they'll have the savings from the solar subscription. And, that'll stretch them out. And so should we have a hard winter, it'll make it easier for folks who benefits.
Not to get too far into the weeds, but, what if you already got some panels on your roof?
So if you are not completely self-sufficient, as far as what you have on your roof, you can still subscribe to the solar farm. So if you're not generating a net negative to Ameren, by sending anything back out onto the grid, you can still subscribe to the solar farm. And have some more savings.
Heck yeah.
We've seen it, driven by it. Can you tell us a little bit about the project, where it's located, how big it is, and how close we are to up and running?
Certainly. So the property is just to the west of the Mary Davis home, and you'll notice that it's a little bit different than a lot of the solar farms in the area, because rather than having the fixed panels that don't move, these are the long axis panels that actually follow the path of the sun through the day. So it's a more expensive upfront cost to install it this way. However, it also maximizes the generation output for the panels. I'm not sure how many acres it is, but it's sizable. Yeah,
what are some questions that you're anticipating tomorrow?
I want to assure people this is not the one that's going to have livestock grazing under it. Those of you who know me know I have a spot in my heart for livestock, and that's just not something that I would get behind. However, the really cool thing, people are going to want to know as far as the underplanting in the entire solar field is going to be done in pollinators. NextAmp took a really, I think, thoughtful look at our community and what's important to us, and they knew that they know our passion for creating green spaces that are helpful to the environment. So the entire underplanting, once the construction is complete, is going to be done in pollinators to encourage the bee population and the monarchs those things that are important to us here in Galesburg.
Plus, I mean, it's fenced in, it's safe, mm-hmm. I mean, not going to have anybody tearing things up in there or nothing,
Right.
What's the process of signing up, and will people be able to do that at the open house?
People will be able to sign up at the open house. we do ask if you can bring your Ameren bill with, so that we can, like I said, appropriately size your subscription. You can, if you want to look ahead, you know, if you go to nexamp.com/Galesburg, you can learn more about the project. That also gives you the opportunity, even if you can't make it to the open house, you can enroll through that link. They do have a promotion right now. If you receive the mailing, you'll notice that if you sign up before April 30th, you receive a $75 Visa gift card. But there will be NextAmp representatives at the open house tomorrow to answer everybody's questions, to help you sign up, to, you know, give you more information. If you have any questions about any part of the project, you know, they will be happy to fill you in on all of the details.
And once again, who is eligible for this?
So everybody is eligible for it. You know, and welcome to.
You have to have a city address, or what's?
So no, because I know it's also open to East Galesburg and you know, and Knoxville. So you know, so please get the word out and feel free to come join us.
Okay, tell us one more time. Open house is tomorrow at the library. Tell us the hours and everything like that.
Sure, tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. and then again from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Well, there you go.
If people have other questions, can they call or look up anything online?
So they can feel free to call our 800 number, or, well, it's 844-303-4947, and that will get them in touch with NextAmp directly.